Sure. Danny O'Brien's horses will feature prominently in his tips because he's got a couple of really nice horses, especially towards the end of the meeting. He joins us this morning. How are you, Danny?
Not too bad, Mike.
How's the team heading to Flemington tomorrow? Are you pretty confident?
Look, we've got some horses that look to be in the right races, and you know, it's going to be a lovely surface here, as it always is at Flemington, so just hopeful that we can strike somewhere.
Are you going to run your two-year-old, Perovic, in the first race?
Look, I think we probably will. Look, he's a horse that's going to be probably better suited as he gets up towards a mile. But he's done enough. He's trialled up well enough. And, the only thing that'll improve him now is a bit of race experience.
Yeah, beautifully bred. So has he got enough speed to be prominent, do you think?
I think he wouldn't be too far away. They don't tend to go super quick, particularly in those two-year-old races at the 1,200 down the straight. So... he shouldn't be too far away in the run, just whether he's got that change-up speed that the more sprinting bred horses will have.
In race number three, you've got Versilia, Celine Gaudry, barrier 17. Good run at Warrnambool in what's turning out to be a pretty strong form line, but, gee, it's a tough gate from the 14.
It's not ideal. As you said, she's come back well off a good first-up run at the Carnival at Warrnambool. We're probably still committing to run, given just lack of other alternatives for her at the moment. So we'll just have to hope that Celine can pull some magic out. But she's a mare that's going well, and if she does happen to get an effective run, then she can be in the finish.
Do you just snag and look for luck, or try and get some cover?
I honestly haven't looked beyond where she drew. So we'll get a bit of form on it and see what's likely to happen, but she's probably a filly that generally races close, but we might have to go to Clan B tomorrow.
In race five, you've got King's Crossing, and he's a horse that's been going around against similar opposition, the same that he raced against last start. He's drawn a little wide tomorrow as well, and I know he led them up at Flemington last time. How do you try and bridge the gap between First Immortal and Son of Solly?
Look, we probably would prefer if he was in a mile and a half race there on Saturday. You know, he's been looking for that. Probably even last run, he was ready for a bit further. But there's a final of this Mahogany Series there in the first Saturday in July, and I think that's when you'll see him at his best, when he does step out over further again. Ideally, there'd be a little bit more pressure on and it would be a bit more of a test. You know, he led the other day and probably did just led it at a medium sort of pace and was out-sprinted by those two. But if it did become more of a stamina test, that would play to his advantage, and obviously he gets a bit of a weight turnaround now on the horses that beat him home the other day as well.
Would you be happy to make it a stamina test, or?
Look, I wouldn't rule it out. You know, Linda's very good at leading and making them chase, and she's had a feel of him now, so we'll see how it all maps out on race day. But if they're going to go slow, there's no chance of him sort of sitting back and sprinting, so you'd expect him to roll forward and set a clip if that happens.
Your best chance, according to the markets, it's our time, and it was a lovely ride for Mickey D last start, just stalking the lead, and he was very strong. He's been to the 1400 on a couple of occasions, and he ran really well when just beaten by Looks Like Elvis. Is this where you've been keen to get him back out to the 7 furlongs?
Yeah, well, look, he had a very similar preparation last winter. He was unluckily beaten in the straight six, and then he ran in this race on this day 12 months ago and was just beaten. I think he got beaten in the head. It fits in with the program for him, and he's come through his win down the straight really well. He maps for a good run from a good draw, and he's just such a tremendously honest horse. If you look through his form, it's very rare that he's not right in the finish. So, unfortunately, he's run more seconds than first, but it'd be nice if he could put two together.
Is he going better than 12 months ago, do you think?
I think he's going at least as well. You know, most of these open class Saturday older horses, if you can keep them sound and happy, they can generally run consistently, and he's certainly one of those.
Is he, as he gets older, do you think he could be even better suited over 1400?
Yeah, possibly. He hasn't got a large sample of work at 1400, but the only times he's run at it, he's been really effective. So, again, the map, I think, in 1400 is probably as important as any race. If you can hold a nice spot in a 1400, it generally puts you in a really good winning position.
And you should get that from that gate. In the last race, you've now got the favourite with Ranveer coming out, and that's Traporti. You've drawn 18, which is usually an advantage down the straight six. You'll be coming down the outside. Haven't seen him since the 1st of April. Everything on song for tomorrow?
Yeah, he's just been a bit frustrating to place, and he was favoured in a race on Anzac Day, and you know, obviously that meeting was cancelled, and then two or three weeks later he was right in the market and ended up being first emergency and didn't get a run. So no fault of his own that he hasn't been at the races the last 6 weeks or so, but does find a nice race for him tomorrow. And, you're right, he's drawn hopefully in the right spot, and Celine's been riding particularly well on Saturdays in town, so he'll go around close enough to favourite, and with even luck should be right in the finish.
Only had a quiet jump out or trial that I saw recently. Was that what the plan was in that? Were you happy with it?
Yeah, happy. Like, he's a very casual horse. Like, he gets the blinkers on tomorrow just to really focus him up. And yeah, he just followed them around here last Friday, really, to keep his fitness ticking over. But the horse is in great order. And, you know, on race day, we'd be expecting a much better performance.
Finished pretty strongly. Who do you think's your best?
Look, It's Our Time. He's just so consistent. And as I said, he maps to get the right run. He's still probably well-weighted, given he's run so many seconds. He hasn't paid the penalty with all those rating points you get for winning. So hopefully he can go back-to-back for us tomorrow.
Well, I see you've got a couple of Bendigo as well, including Skador. Can he find his form again?
Yeah, I hope so. He's been a long time out of form, but he's dropping down significantly in class. He's got no excuses now, fitness-wise, and hoping he can put himself in the finish.
And what's your two-year-old like, Sevilla?
It's a nice filly by Grunt. She's had a few trials. We'll definitely improve out of it, but she's shown a little bit.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow. Sounds like we're on the It's Our Time train. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. Danny O'Brien joining us there.